As we continue to look at some of the top prospects in the WNBA draft, I'm pleased to have with me a gentleman who has seen Victoria Dunlap of Kentucky play for 4 years, probably more than he would like to. Bob Starkey from LSU joins me now. Coach, how are you?
David, I'm doing great, and I just want to reiterate, there's nobody more happy to see Victoria Dunlap in the WNBA draft than LSU.
Well, Coach, let's talk for a few seconds about Victoria Dunlap and her game. One of the things that has really impressed me this year is the way that she has worked obviously hard on her face-up game and the way that she can now take you off the dribble and also shoot that jumper.
Well, she certainly has done a nice job there, and I think you got to give her coaching staff credit for recognizing what she needs to do to play on the next level. You know, there's a lot of programs that would have took a kid of that size and just stuck her in the post, and that's not going to be able to help her play in the WNBA because, she is a little bit on the undersize of a post player. But I think she's become to the point where, for a post player, she's explosive off the dribble, and she can go left as well as right. You know, when we're doing our scouts on them, one of the things that Kentucky likes to do is they like to push the ball in transition, run a post to the rim, and let Dunlap feel at the top as a trailer. And you have to guard that because she can knock that three-pointer down. But she can also drive left or right. So she became a very difficult player to defend at the top of the key in transition to the point where we have to pitch in the sides and try to make a passer out of her. And she's also, by the way, I think a very good passer for a post. So I think in the last 2 years, her ability to develop those perimeter skills has to make her a lot more attractive in the draft.
So even though she is a little bit on the underside, you would not have any hesitation to try and pick her and put her in as a four to try and guard against some of the bigger fours in the WNBA. I mean, that position is one of the strongest, of course, in the WNBA with people like Lauren Jackson and Asia Jones, and you know, possibly a returning Cheryl Ford being more on the physical side.
Well, here's the thing about Dunlap. Number one, she's physically strong. She obviously has, has a great work ethic in the weight room. And the other thing is she's quick. Now most of these fours you're talking about have pretty good size, but may lack that step to do some things on the perimeter. And Dunlap doesn't. I mean, I think she has excellent feet. She sprints straight ahead, and her lateral quickness is good. And like I said, she's physically strong. She's going to be able to take that beating inside. I wouldn't hesitate to draft her at all. And she has... She has credible intensity. I mean, she just plays hard all the time. When you're watching film, she's one of those kids that you absolutely enjoy watching until you realize you got to try and find a way to stop her in two nights. But she just plays the game extremely hard, and I think that's worth something, too.